Okay, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Moed Katan. We mentioned yesterday that when it comes to working the land during Shemitah, the Avos Malachos you're not allowed to do during Shemitah, but Toldos you are allowed to do. And that's the first few words of Gimel Amud Aleph. Toldos Lo Asa Rachmana. The Torah never asks, never forbids doing Toldos of Malachos during Shemitah year. Dichsiv, how do I know this is true? Because the Pasuk says, U'bishana Ashviyas Shabbas Shabbason Yiyel La'aretz. Sadchalosizra, Pasuk says the seventh year should be a Sabbath for the land. You shouldn't plant your field. And then it goes on to say, and your vineyard you shouldn't losizmar, you shouldn't prune. And then it goes on to say, you shouldn't be tiktzor, you shouldn't harvest. And then it says lotivzor, you shouldn't harvest your grapes either. So the Gemara points out that it's very repetitive. Michti, zmira b'chal zriya. Pruning is already included. It's a tolda of planting, uvitzira b'chal katzira, and cutting grapes is a tolda of harvesting. So l'mayilchsa kasvin rachmana. Why does the Torah have to identify the av and the tolda, the av and the of zorea and zomer, of kotzer and botzer? They're just one is just a tolda of the other. So says the Gemara. You know why the Torah identifies these toldos? L'meimra da ahani toldos mechayiv achrinasa lo mechayiv. The Torah is teaching us that you're chayiv for these toldos during Shemitah year, but any other tolda of any other malacha, you're not going to be chayiv on during Shemitah year. It's only the primary malacha, the av malacha, that you're chayiv on. Frek to the Gemara. Now, this is important Gemara to pay attention to because it's going to repeat itself again on the bottom of the page. So we get a freebie. If you listen once, you get it twice. Velo, is it really not so? Meaning, are other toldos not usur during Shemitah year? Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us that Darshan's a pasuk as follows. Sadcha lotizra, v'karmcha lotizmar. And that's what the pasuk says. Ein li ela zirua v'zimor. From that pasuk, I only know that you're not allowed to plant or prune. Minayin lenikush uli idur uli kisuach. How do I know you're also not allowed to do a whole bunch of other things to cut away bad grass and to dig around the grapevines and things like that? That even that's usur during Shemitah year. Meaning, how do I know that even other toldos are usur during Shemitah year? Even toldos that the pasuk never talks about are usur during the Shemitah year. Tamalomar sad chalo karma chalo. That's why the pasuk says sad chalo. Your field, no. Karmacha, your vineyard, low. No. What does it mean, no? Don't do anything. No avos, no toldos, nothing. Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, lo kol malacha shebekarmacha. You shouldn't do any malacha in your field, nor should you do any malacha in your vineyard. Minayin she'in mekarsimin, ve'in mezardin, ve'in mefaskin be'ilan. How do I know that you're not allowed to prune a tree, or cut off dry branches from a tree, or lean, support a tree or anything like that during Shemitah year? Tamalomar sadcha lo karmacha lo. And we learn again, lo kol malacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol malacha shebekarmacha. You're not allowed to do any work in your field, nor any malacha in your vineyard. Minayin shein mezavlin vein mefarkin vein ma'avkin vein ma'ashin be'ilan. How do I know that you can't put manure on, or take away stones from, or cover up roots with dirt, or make smoke under a tree to get rid of the bugs? How do I know you're not allowed to do all these other things that help a tree out? When are you not allowed to do it? During Shemitah year. Tamalomer, the pasuk says, sad chalo kar mechalo. And again, what do we learn from there? Kol malacha shebesad chalo v'kol malacha shebekar mechalo. You're not allowed to do anything in your vineyard nor anything in your field. What's this price of teaching us? It's a lot of words, but it's all saying one thing. That during Shemitah year, not only are avos aser, but toldos are aser also. And not just a couple of toldos. All of them. All of this list of toldos. Everything's aser during Shemitah year. Yachal, you might therefore think, lo yikashkesh tachas hazesim, v'lo ya'ader tachas hagafanim. You might think that you're not allowed to dig a little bit underneath the olive trees or the grapevines to soften the ground. V'lo yimali nika'im mayim, or that you can't fill the pools underneath the trees with water. V'lo yase ugios l'gafanim, and that you can't make little pools of water under your grapevines. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says, sadcha lo tizra. The pasuk says specifically, don't plant your field. Zriya bechlal haisa v'lama yatsa. We already know you're not allowed to plant your field because you're not allowed to do any malacha during Shemitah. Why does it have to specifically identify planting? lahakish eleha. It's to make a hekish, to make a comparison between planting and everything else that's going to be usher. To tell me, lomer lecha, to teach me, mazriya miyuchedes avodah shebesadah v'shebekerem, just like planting is something you could do in a field and you could do it in a vineyard, avkol she avodah shebesadah v'shebekerem. So too, the only things that are usher are things that can be done both in a field and in a vineyard. Those are the only malachas you're not allowed to do during Shemitah year. But big fat question mark right there. Meaning the Gemara is asking one long question. How can you tell me that you're allowed to do toldos during Shemitah? We have this long brisa that derives from Psukim, that there's a whole long list of toldos that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. In fact, the most toldos you're not allowed to do during Shemitah, the only toldos you're allowed to do during Shemitah are toldos that aren't relevant to both a field and a vineyard. But any tolda that's relevant to both a field and a vineyard, you're not allowed to do during Shemitah. Answers the Gemara, midrabanan v'kra asmachta bi'alma. Important concept, asmachta bi'alma. What's asmachta bi'alma? It's a hint in the Torah, exactly. That the din is really a din midrabanan, that you're not allowed to do toldos. The fact that the Braisa quotes psukim, that's just an asmachta, that's just a hint to the din midrabanan in the Torah. So main point number one, toldos are only asr midrabanan during Shemitah, but we use psukim as an asmachta to teach that they're asr. So again, toldos are only asr midrabanan during Shemitah, but we use psukim as an asmachta to teach that they're asr. Ask the Gemara further. The kishkosh b'shvius mishari, is it really permissible to dig underneath an olive tree during Shemitah? That was one of the things the Braisa said, that it's a tolda that you're allowed to do under to be mekashkesh, to dig around under the tree to soften the ground. So is that really true that you're allowed to go under an olive tree and dig a little bit to soften the ground? Vaksiv, the pasuk says vashviyis tishmatena unetashta, and we darshan from there. What does that mean? Tishmatena milakashkesh. You should rest the ground from doing this, from digging under the tree. Unetashta milasakal. Unetashta means you should rest the ground from removing stones from under the tree. Question mark. How can you say that you're allowed to dig under the tree? It says beferish over here in the brisa that we learned from a pasuk. You're not allowed to dig under the tree to soften the ground. Answers the Gemara. Amar avukva barchama trei kishkushe havi. There are two types of digging under a tree. Chad avruye ilani. One enhances the tree, it strengthens the tree, it makes the tree healthier. V'chad stumi pili. And the other one doesn't enhance the tree, it just fixes any cracks or any other problems that the tree might be having. Avruye ilan aser, to enhance a tree is aser, stumi pili shari. But to fix the cracks and things like that, that's permissible. I mean, what's the rule during Shemitah? You're not allowed to work the land in a way that's going to improve the land. But you, if there's something that's just basic maintenance, the land's going to be ruined if you don't do something. So that kind of thing, you're allowed to do. You're just not allowed to do anything that will improve the land during Shemitah. To prevent it from being destroyed, you're allowed to do. So main point number two is, therefore, digging under olive trees is usher if it strengthens the tree, but mutter if it just maintains the tree. Period. Now, itmar, hachoresh b'shvius. If someone plows during Shemitah, again, not planting, not harvesting, just plowing. If someone plows during Shemitah, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar, it's machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lazar. Chadam aloka v'chadam reino aloka. One opinion says you get malchus, the other one says you don't get malchus. So what are they arguing about? Why would you or why wouldn't you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah? In order to understand the Gemara's answer, it's important to be familiar with something called the klalu pratu klal. What is a klalu pratu klal? You've had this. When the Torah says a general statement, then something very specific, like a specific example, and then a general one again afterwards. Klalu pratu klal, let's say the Torah were to say, don't have sugary drinks. Coca-Cola is bad for you, and sodas in general aren't good for you. So that's a klal, sugary drinks. Prat is Coca-Cola, a very specific type of sugary drink. And then soda in general, that's a klal again afterwards. The rule in that case is that we include in the Isser not just Coca-Cola, but anything that's similar to Coca-Cola. anything that's at all similar to Coca-Cola is also included in the Yisr. So the question is going to be over here whether we have a klal or proto klal, because the Torah says by Shemitah that that you should rest the land in a very broad way, and then it says don't plant or prune, which is a very specific thing. And then it's going to say that afterwards it says Shabbason, it should be a rest for the land. So if you can use a klal or prado klal, what you're going to say is that not only is planting and pruning aser, other things would also be aser, like plowing and things like that. But if you don't say klal or prado klal, for whatever reason, we'll see why not to, then maybe only planting and pruning are aser. So what are they arguing about when they argue whether plowing gets malchus during Shemitah? Lema b'Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Ila'a Kamiflugi. Maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Ila'a, who says the following. Amar Rabbi Yavin Amar Rabbi Ila'a. Kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei, uprat belos asei, ein dan noso b'chal pratu klal. Maybe any time the Torah has a klal or pratu klal, but the klal is said with a mitzvah, with a positive, and the prat is said with an avera, with a negative. For example, over here it says, you should rest the land during Shemitah. That's a very broad positive. But then it says, Sadcha lo tizra, karmacha lo tizmar, the negative. So whenever you have a positive and the cloud and the positive and the prad and the negative, we don't use a cloud or prad or cloud. So mandi amar loka, the one that says you get malchus for plowing, lesley the Rabbi Yavanam Rabbi Ilai disagrees with Rabbi Yavanam Rabbi Ilai and thinks that we do have a cloud or prad or cloud, and therefore everything is included, even plowing is included in the Yisr. Umandi amar eino loka, islay the Rabbi Yavin. And the one that says that you don't get malchus holds like Rabbi Yavin that we don't have a klal u'pratu klal over here. So you see, they're arguing about this Rabbi Yavin. Says Gemara, lo, they're not arguing. To kuli amalasei Rabbi Yavin, amar Rabbi Lai. Could be that everyone rejects Rabbi Yavin, amar Rabbi Lai. Everyone thinks that we do have a klal u'pratu klal here. Mandi amar loka shapir, and therefore the one that says you get malchus is perfectly good, because you get malchus, since it's a klal u'pratu klal that teaches us that you get malchus for anything that's even similar to planting, so plowing would be included, you get malchus. Umandi amar eino loka, the one that says you don't get malchus, amar lech will say, michti, let's analyze. Now here we have the repeat. Zmira b'chal zriya b'tzira b'chal k'tzira. L'may hilchsa kasvinu rachmana. Zmira, pruning, is already part, is a tolda of planting. But tzira, cutting grapes, is a tolda of ktsira, of harvesting wheat. So why does the Torah have to say all of these things? L'meimar da'ahani toldos hu d'mechayiv, atolda achrin alo mechayiv. The Torah says them to teach me that you're chayiv for these toldos, but not for any other toldos. Frak the Gemara, v'lo, are you really not chayiv for any other toldos? We had this whole Gemara already on the top of the page. It's just a repeat now. V'atanya, doesn't the Braisa say, sadcha lo sizra, v'karmacha lo sizmar, that you shouldn't plant or prune, ein li'ela zirua v'zimor, I only see from there you're not allowed to plant or prune, minayin, li'idur, l'kishkush, l'kisuach, how do I know you're not allowed to do all sorts of other work on the ground? Tamal omar, sadcha lo karmacha lo. That's why the pasuk says, field no, vineyard no. What do we learn from there? Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol malacha shebekarmacha. What does that mean? Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, v'lo kol malacha shebekarmacha? You can't do any work in your field or your vineyard. Uminayin shein makarsmin vein mezar divin mefaskin v'ilan. How do I know you're not allowed to work your tree? Tamal omar, sadcha lo karmacha lo. And we darshan again from there, kol malacha shebesadcha lo, kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. You're not allowed to do any work in your field. You're not allowed to do any work in your vineyard. Minayin shein mezavlin vein mefarkin vein mashin b'ilan. How do I know you're not allowed to put manure by your tree and put smoke by the tree to smoke out the bugs and all that? Tamal omar, sadcha lo karmacha lo. Again, kol malacha shebesadcha lo v'kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. You're not allowed to do any work in your field or your vineyard. Yachalo yikashkesh tachas hazesim, v'lo yader tachas hagafanim, v'lo yimali nikaim mayim. One might think you therefore can't dig under olive trees, or dig under grapevines, or fill up crevices with water, v'lo yasu ugios lagafanim, and you're not allowed to make little pools of water under each grapevine. Tamal omar, that's why the pasuk says, sadcha lo tizra, Zriya b'chlal haisa. It says sadcha lo sizra, but Zriya is already included in all the malachos. V'lama yatsa, why does the Torah have to identify Zriya specifically? Lahakish eleha. To compare it to other malachos as follows. Lomer lecha, to tell you, ma Zriya miyuchedes avodah shebesada v'shebekerem, just like planting is something that could be done both in a field and a vineyard, av kol she'avodah shebesada v'shebekerem. The only things that are asked to do are malachos that you can do in that are normally done in both a field and in a vineyard. Big fat question mark. What's the Gemara asking over here? The Gemara is asking, that the opinion that holds you don't get malchus for plowing would tell us that you don't get malchus for any tolda. But over here, this whole brisa, just like it proved on the top, proves that you get malchus for plenty of toldos during Shemitah. There's a whole list of toldos that you get malchus for during Shemitah. Sad chalo, karma chalo, don't do any work in your field, any work in your vineyard. A whole bunch of toldos that you get malchus for. Answers the Gemara, no, that brisa is midrabanan, vikra asmachta bialma. Same thing we said before. That's all the din midrabanan, that you're not allowed to do those toldos. The psukim that we quote are only in asmachta. Main point number four is therefore the following. Machlokas, whether you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah. If we follow klalu pradu klal, if we apply, I should say, klalu pradu klal, then you should get malchus. Machlokas, whether you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah. If we apply the rules of klalu pradu klal, then the rule is that you should get malchus. So there are only three main points on this page. Again, number one was that toldos are only asr midrabanan during Shemitah year, and any psukim that seem to indicate that toldos are asr are only in asmachta. Number two is that digging under olive trees is sometimes asr, sometimes mutter. It's asr if you're enhancing the tree, it's mutter if you're just maintaining it. And main point number three, there's a machlokas whether you get malchus for plowing during Shemitah, but if we were to apply klal u'prado klal, then you certainly should get malchus during Shemitah. Okay.